Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Final score, 1 foul each. Right, Alfie, I've got the ball. You try and take it off me again.
No, thanks. Every time I come near you, you get me shins.
Well, get yourself 2 left-handed shin guards, 1 for each leg.
Don't be funny. I must be daft. I mean, why am I out here in the street playing football with you?
Because you're helping me to get really good for when I'm discovered by Dribbler Dawson.
Well, I still think I'm daft. If Susan came out and saw me, she'd think I was halfway round the Dribbleroo.
Dawson! He's the new player manager for the Rovers and he's moving into our street tomorrow, number 28.
And you say he's going to discover you?
That's right. Just think, he'll sign me on as a junior. I'll get 3 tickets for all the matches, and when I'm old enough, I'll lead the Rovers to Wembley and win the cup. Me, the star centre-forward of the world.
Yeah, I'd never get on the pitch at Wembley.
And why not?
You'd never get your head through that player's tunnel.
Two man, how you go with that sideboard? It's a genuine antique.
I'm just sorry, Mr. Dawson.
Look, shall I give you a hand with it into the house?
No, we can manage, Mr. Dawson.
Oh, quite right. We can manage it, Mr. Ow!
Careful, Nat. What's the matter?
Oh, a football struck me in the face from behind.
That's a funny place to keep your face.
Now then, my lad, what's the idea?
Sorry, Mr. Dawson. I didn't want to cause any trouble, but you should have seen how I dribbled the ball through your furniture. I took it right round the hall stand, straight past the bookcase. I beat 2 easy chairs and a settee and nearly scored a goal in your cold scuttle.
Yeah, you're a case, you are. Look, are there any more at home like you?
Of course not. You can't have more than 1 football genius in a family. I've got a daft sister, though.
Oh, really? Well, is she good at anything?
Yes, typewriting and snogging. You should see me screw a ball. I do it just like you, only I can do it both ways.
Yes. Look, about your sister, what's your name, sonny?
Jimmy Clitheroe. Remember that name? It's going to make you famous when you discover me.
You know, you want to do something about that inferiority complex of yours.
You what?
Oh, nothing. Look, this sister of yours, she does office work, does she?
Oh, yes. Licks stamps, sharpens pencils. Why?
No, it's just that I've got no secretary at the ground yet. I don't suppose your sister's looking for a job, is she?
Well, if she is, it won't take her long to find one. She's very good, smashing typist, does 100 words a minute, 120 with her gloves off.
Does she really?
Oh, you're getting a bargain here. She can make tea, answer the phone, and she's only 8'7".
What's her weight got to do with it?
Well, you don't want some big fat lump spoiling your creases when she sits on your knee, do you?
Well, they didn't tell me that sort of thing was in my contract. Oh, excuse me. Look, just a minute, you two. That table goes in the kitchen.
You're right, Mr. Dawson.
All right, Mr. Dawson.
Come on, son. Does your sister need a job or not?
I don't know, Mr. Dawson. I don't know, Mr. Dawson. But she would do. If she kept being late for work in the morning.
What was that?
Oh, nothing. Yeah, that's it. She'd definitely be looking for a job if she got the sack where she is now. Our Susan will be in Saturday tea time. Why don't you call and see her?
Oh, well, I suppose I could, but I can't make any promises about the job yet.
Oh, of course, I understand. Are you all right for shorts and jerseys?
Well, I suppose so, why?
Well, if you're not, my mum will make you the finest knickers in the first division.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Now, if you'll excuse me...
And if you're short of a good groundsman, I've got one of them at home as well.
Yes, I'll bet you have.
Yes, me grandad. For 2 pints of beer a day, he'll grow grass on a billiard ball for you.
So upset, it's not the end of the world.
But this is the 3rd morning running I've got up late. I'll get fired at this rate.
No, calm down and finish your breakfast and don't go gobbling it down for the sake of a few minutes.
No, sister dear, eat proper like me.
Oh, shut up. I might as well take my time now. My next bus isn't for another 15 minutes.
That's better. Look, have that slice of toast. Oh, where is it?
Oh, no, I thought nobody wanted it.
Oh, I might have known.
It doesn't matter, Mother. I don't want to eat too much bread. I must watch my figure, you know.
Yes, you wouldn't get too heavy for Dribbler Dawson's kneecaps.
What?
Jimmy, will you stop speaking with your mouth full? I'm always telling you about it.
Charming. Such manners. It's like having breakfast in a sty with a greedy little pig.
You stop calling me a pig or I'll clout you with me trough.
Just stop it, the pair of you. And Susan, don't speak to Jimmy like that.
I'm sorry, Mother, but it is his fault I keep getting up late. He broke my alarm clock.
I've told you before it was an accident. I knocked it over when I brought you them tea and biscuits up.
Yes, and that's something I just can't understand. My little brother, after all these years, suddenly making a fuss of me.
Well, I must admit it's got me baffled as well.
Well, that's nice. I tried to be a good little brother, and that's the thanks I get.
Oh, I am sorry. Will I be getting another cup of tea tomorrow?
Yes, all down the back of your 90 if you don't watch out.
I told you, that'll do.
Well, she's moaning because I broke the clock. But don't forget that clock gets me up as well. I've been late for school twice, and the teacher went mad.
Well, Mr. Parsons is a stickler for punctuality. He gets very annoyed if you're late.
Yeah, but he doesn't bend you over your desk and give you six on your sit-upon, does he?
Shut up. Parsons, I thought your boss was Mr. Mortimer, Susan.
He is normally, but I have to work for the two of them. And Mr. Parsons is Mr. Mortimer's partner.
Partner? You mean they go dancing together?
Oh, be quiet, will you? Look, Susan, this chap Parsons shouldn't be annoyed with you today. I mean, you're doing him a favour going into work on a Saturday.
Well, he'll still tick me off for being late.
Will he? Well, if it were me, I'd tell him to keep the job.
Would you, Grandad?
No, I would. He's no right to treat Susan like that.
Quite right. You don't stand for any nonsense, Sue. Stick his head in a filing cabinet, under tea for twits. Then he'll sack you and you can work for Mr. Dole. Dole, 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 Dole. And he won't need that pot.
What are you on about?
Whatever it is, I'm not staying to listen. I'm getting to the stop in plenty of time for the bus. Mother, would you phone Mr. Parsons at the office and tell him I'll be late?
Of course, love. Oh, no, wait a minute, though. I'll have to catch the bus as well. I'm meeting Mrs. Billington in town at 8:30.
Well, Grandad will phone him, won't you?
Oh, yes, you do it, Father. Come on, love. Let's get our coats and be on our way.
Right, Mother. Bye, Grandad.
Cheerio, my dear, and don't let that boss of yours push you around, or I'll have something to say about it.
Right, Grandad.
Hey, Grandad, shall I phone Susan's boss while you're finishing your tea?
I've already drunk my tea.
Well, have another cup. Live dangerously.
Don't want another cup.
Well, go and wash up then.
You what?
Put your feet up. Let your breakfast go down.
Oh, don't be silly. I've got to make that phone call.
It's only a message. I'll do it for you.
Oh, all right then. Well, perhaps it would be a mistake if I spoke to that chap, Parsons. I'll probably lose my temper and tell him Susan's not got to work for him anymore.
Well, I'll tell him for you. I mean, tell him she'll be late.
Aye, well, all right then, Jimmy.
So far, so good. Now, where's the number? Here we are. Now, if I'm speaking for me granddad, I'd better rehearse me accent. Hootsmon. Och, aye. Sucky old street yakin. Perfect.
Hello, Parsons, Mortimer and Potts here.
Oh, hello, I mean, hello the new.
Parsons, Mortimer and Potts, now who do you want?
Could I speak to Potty Parsons, please?
Pardon?
Mr. Parsons, is he there, the new?
This is Potty Parsons, Mr. Parsons speaking. Now, who is that?
My name's Sinclair, Wild Jock Sinclair.
Who?
Oh, sorry, my nickname when I was a wrestler. I'm Peter Sinclair. I'm my granddaughter's brother.
Oh, well. Would you mind saying that again?
I'm Susan Clitheroe's granddad. Do you ken me the new?
Yes, and what do you want, Mr. Sinclair?
It's about my wee bonny wee granddaughter, Susan.
Well, if you wish to speak to her, she isn't here yet, and I'm very annoyed about it.
Oh, you are you? You seven-stone sassenach.
I beg your pardon?
Don't try begging anything off me. I'm a Scotsman. Now listen to me. You can give her a week's notice. I've forbidden her to work for you any longer. Do you ken?
Now, look here, my man.
You're nothing but a slave driver, telling her off for being late. And he says, I say, you can keep your job. She's had enough of it.
Now, look, Mr. Sinclair, if your granddaughter wishes to leave our employ, I certainly won't stop her.
Good. That's all I want. That's all I want to know. And don't waste your time telling her I phoned. Just give her the sack and a full week's wages. She deserves it.
I'm sorry about this misunderstanding, Miss Clitheroe.
It wasn't your fault, Mr. Dawson. We owe you an apology. It was that cheeky brother of mine who told you to call.
I was only trying to help.
Yes, help yourself.
Yes, I'd better go then. Bye-bye, Miss Clitheroe.
I'll see you to the door, Mr. Yeah. Dawson.
Goodbye, Mr. Dawson. Don't you go out, Jimmy. I haven't finished with you yet.
All right, keep your wig on.
Well, you certainly caused some bother, didn't you, my lad?
I'm sorry, Mr. Dawson. It's very nice of you not to be cross.
Yes, I'm cross, all right, but I think you'll have enough trouble to cope with when you go back in that room. But don't try any more tricks on me or you'll find out how cross I can be.
Oh, I wouldn't do anything. Oh, heck, here's Alfie all.
Pardon?
Would you like to go out the back way?
Back way? Look, don't be silly.
Well, ignore this fella. He's a bit funny, you know.
Funny? You mean in the head?
Yeah, he's liable to do daft things like talk to you. I mean, bother you.
Oh, there you are, Jimmy Clitheroe. I've come to sort it out with you, Susan, about Dabbler Dice and Doddler Dixon. That Dawson rat.
Yes, go in, Alfie. Tell all Mr. Dobbs.
Just a minute. Look, are you talking about Dribbler Dawson?
Yeah, that's him, the snake in the grass. The girl snatcher.
Oh, is he?
Night-night, Alfie.
Yeah, trying to get my girl to leave a job for him. He wants to pinch her on his knee. Steal her to type on his lap. I'll knock his block off when I'm
Dawson.
Yeah, when I see Dad, it's nice to see you.
Mr. Dawson, come over here, please.
Look, what do you want?
He thinks everybody's after our Susan. Anybody who comes to our house.
Does he?
Yeah. No men dare come in when he's here. The dustman, the gasman, even the coal man. He doesn't deliver the coal. He stops across the street and makes his wife carry the bags in.
Now, wait a minute.
I'm telling you. Alfie imagines things and loses his temper. Last week, he thought she was Josephine and he was Nelson.
Nelson? But Josephine was married to Napoleon.
Was she? Yes. Ah, well, yes. That's why he lost his temper.
This is all nonsense.
I know.
What are you two whispering about, like a couple of Russian spies?
What did I tell you, Mr. Dawson? He thinks he's the boss of the Secret Service. Yeah. All right, Chief, we surrender. He'll go and get the secret papers. Goodbye, Comrade Dzonski.
Yes, well, goodbye, comrade. Goodbye, chief.
What's up with him?
I think he's a bit, funny, you know.
So, you dragged Alfie into this as well, did you?
What? Oh, Alfie, it's Susan, your pretty girlfriend. I'll bet Dribbler Dawson, sorry, he hasn't got a clever, pretty girl like her working for him after all.
You're wasting your time.
Yeah, hello, Susan. I've come to see you.
Well, yes, I'll leave you two lovebirds on your own. You won't want me around.
You're stopping here.
But, Susan, you know I go red when I see Alfie and you snogging.
No, I've never seen you.
No, well, you always shut your eyes before you kiss her. I don't blame you, with a face like she's got.
What was that?
I can't understand him with a pretty face like you've got.
Oh, yes? Well, you'll go red when Mother and Grandad get here, but I don't think it'll be red in the face.
Now, Susan, there's no need to upset me mum and grandad about this little mistake.
What? Oh, you're not getting away with this. And anyway, I want to know what Grandad was up to. Phoning Mr. Parsons and telling him I was leaving my job.
Oh, heck, he didn't. I mean, Susan, me Grandad's an old man. You can't row with him. I mean, think of his nerves, his blood pressure, his temper. Well, I sit upon. Look, I'll go your messages for you. Clean your shoes, wash your tie, your things.
Oh, get lost.
I'll lend you me pogo stick, me best conker, me roller skates, me catapult.
You little scamp, you wee devil. Talking to Mr. Parsons and saying it was me.
But you told me to, Grandad.
What?
You said if you spoke to him, you'd tell him Susan was packing up the job. But you didn't want to do it yourself, so would I do it?
Is this true, Father?
No, it isn't.
Grandad.
I said I felt like telling him that, but I didn't tell you to say it.
I said, shall I do it for you? And you said yes, didn't you?
Yes, but you...
No more questions. You're witness, ma'am.
Shitty young scullywag, I'll take
my... All right, Father, I understand. Jimmy, off to bed.
What?
You are going to bed now, this minute.
But, Mama...
Think yourself lucky, that's all you're getting.
I've heard some things in my time, but this is the limit.
I'm glad you're on my side, Susan.
What? After all you've done, all that happens is they send you to bed. Mother, no wonder he's the little ruffian he is when you're so soft with him.
No, Susan, don't talk to your mother like that.
It's all right, Father. Susan, I think you'd better go in the other room and join Alfie before I lose my temper with you.
All right, I will. Well, don't forget to give your son some warm milk and a hot water bottle. He might catch cold.
I hope I do, and then I'll come down and breathe all over you.
Now I'll get my own back on him if it's the last thing I do.
Oh, hello, Susan. Have they sorted Jimmy out?
Oh, yes. Can't you hear the screams? They're flogging him with a piece of wet lettuce.
Well, he deserves that at your bar.
He's not getting away with it this time. Embarrassing me like that with Mr. Dawson.
Well, I'm sorry I said he was after you. I ought to have known he wouldn't have anybody like you. I mean, he wanted a girl. A girl who can work. That typist, not a wife.
He's already got a wife and a daughter, Chris.
Chris? You mean a son?
No, Christine.
Oh, I thought you meant a boy. Yeah, how old is he? She?
About our Jimmy's age, I should have met... Hey, that's it.
What?
I've thought of a way to pay him out.
Mr. Dawson?
No, that brother of mine. You know how he hates girls and the rest of his gang.
Yeah?
Well, what would happen if he took a girl along to play football with the Black Hand Gang tomorrow?
Hey, they'd probably bury him and use him as one of the goalposts.
I think my sweet little brother might like a nice cup of cocoa.
You brought me some cocoa up? What have you made it with, mud?
Now then, it's just how you like it. Go on, have a sip.
Let's see you try it first.
All right. There you are, see?
Okay, I'll risk it.
Well?
He's smashing. Hey, thanks, Sue. What's the idea? Do you want me pogo stick after all?
No, of course not. I just felt sorry for getting you into trouble.
Eh?
I mean, you were only having a bit of fun.
Are you all right?
And I'm sorry you didn't get friendly with Mr. Dawson.
What's Alfie been using on you? Hypnotism?
That's rather funny. Listen, I thought of a way you can get back in Mr. Dawson's good books.
How?
He has a youngster called Chris, and I thought if you took Chris to play with the Black Hand Gang, he'd be very pleased.
Hey, that's a smashing idea. I'll bet Chris is a good footballer. I mean, his dad must have taught him all the tricks.
Well, I'll ring Mr. Dawson and tell him to send Chris over tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Sue. And tell Chris to bring his football boots.
Right.
Susan, thanks for being so nice.
Oh, not at all. The pleasure is all mine. Or it will be.
Hey, Pat, have you seen those scruffy wee kids outside our front gate?
Quiet. Don't let Jimmy hear you calling the Black Hand Gang that.
They're waiting to meet Jimmy's new pal, Chris, the star footballer.
Oh, I. Well, they'll get a bit of a shock when they see him. I mean her.
Nothing to the shock our Jimmy will get when the Black Hand Gang see him afterwards.
Where is the lamb who's about to be slaughtered anyway?
He's out the back blowing the ball up for the practice match.
When the gang meet Chris, they won't need a football for practice. They'll use Jimmy.
what's the joke, Grandad?
Susan said you were blowing the ball up.
That's a joke. I don't get it.
Oh, you will, you will.
Oh, you're daft. Any sign of Chris, ma'am? I hope he comes or the gang will be after my blood.
Oh, he'll come, but you might still need a transfusion.
What are you on about? I mean, the gang will want the transfer fee back.
Transfer fee? You mean they're paying money for a goalkeeper?
I don't know where he plays, but I wasn't bringing them a star for nothing. It cost them twopence each to buy me 4 whipped cream walnuts.
Oh, I should definitely ring up the hospital about that blood.
Wait a minute. Have you been up to something, Fishface? I know. You didn't phone for Chris to come round.
Oh, yes, I did. I want Chris here as much as you do.
That'll be Chris now.
I'll go. I want the gang to see me shake hands with me pal.
Aye, it's customary to shake hands before the fight starts.
Hello, is this Clitheroe's?
Come in. Oh, a blooming girl. I suppose you want me daft sister. Come in, then.
Well, your sister phoned.
It's for you. Somebody's come to clout you with a hockey stick.
Oh, who is it, then?
What's your name?
Chris Dawson.
Her name's Chris Dawson, Susan. She's come to a... Hey? You mean me? No, you're... Not him. A she, Chris? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Excuse me, Chris. He's having one of his funny turns. I'll slap him on the back.
You rotten scraggy. Give me that hockey stick while I make my sister into twins.
What's the matter with him, Susan? Has somebody pinched his rattle?
Don't you start, you fraud.
How dare you speak like that to your friend?
Friend? She's a girl.
Oh, he's quick with it, isn't he?
Ah, well, you were a little bit of a surprise, Chris. He was expecting you to be a boy.
Me a boy? Like one of those scruffy crybabies outside who pull my hair?
Like, the gang have seen her. Which one pull your hair?
The ginger one with big ears.
Charlie Thompson, the captain. The toughest lad in the gang.
Tough? When I'd finished slapping his face, he was shouting for his mummy.
Oh, heck. What can I do?
You can take Chris to the practice match, as you promised.
But he'll strangle me with me bootlaces.
Don't worry, little boy. They won't touch you. Not when you're with me and my hockey stick.
Didn't my little brother enjoy his football practice then?
Why don't you take a run in...
Now then, just because the gang teased you about Chris...
Aye, you were entitled to have your leg pulled after what you did to Susan.
They didn't pull me leg or tease me.
But you took a girl into the gang.
I know, and I'm fed up with her.
Well, if they didn't tease you, what are you grumbling about?
Because we were one short, so she put a hockey stick down and played football.
They let her play? A girl?
Girl? She's a witch. They couldn't get near her. She scored 7 goals.
Well, you should be pleased you discovered her.
I know I did. But it's the gang who's pleased. They've picked her for centre-forward against the Railway Street team on Saturday.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Because now they've picked her, they've dropped me. I'm the rotten linesman.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Daphne Oxenford as Chris Dawson, and Colin Edwin as the other characters. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Team after all. The gang wouldn't drop Chris, but she just happened to resign. I don't know why. Unless it was because I told her when we play the railway street team, there's only one changing room for the 22 of us. And we have to share the same bath. Ta-ra!